Mary Carson shifted herself from her wing chair to her desk, drew a sheet of parchment forward, dipped her pen in the standish, and began to write. There was no hesitation, not so much as a pause to consider the positioning of a comma. For the last 5 years, she had worked out every intricate phrase in her mind until it was absolutely word-perfect. It did not take her long to finish. There were 2 sheets of paper, the second one with a good quarter of it blank. But for a moment, the last sentence complete, she sat on in her chair. The roll-top desk stood alongside one of the big windows, so that by simply turning her head she could look out across the lawns. A laugh from outside made her do so, idly at first, then in stiffening rage. God damn him and his obsession! Father Rafe had taught Maggie to ride. Daughter of a country family, she had never sat astride a horse until the priest remedied the deficiency. For oddly enough, the daughters of poor country families did not often ride. Riding was a pastime for the rich young women of country and city alike. Oh, girls of Maggie's background could drive buggies and teams of heavy horses, even tractors and sometimes cars, but rarely did they ride. It cost too much to mount a daughter. Father Rafe had brought elastic-sided ankle boots and twill jodhpurs from Gilly and plumped them down on the Cleary kitchen table noisily. Patty had looked up from his after-dinner book, mildly surprised.
"Well, what have you got there, Father?" he asked.
"Riding clothes for Maggie."
"What?"
bellowed Patty's voice.
"What?"
squeaked Maggie's.
"Riding clothes for Maggie. Honestly, Patty, you're a first-class idiot, heir to the biggest, richest station in New South Wales, and you've never let your only daughter sit a horse. How do you think she's going to take her place alongside Miss Carmichael, Miss Hopeton, and Mrs. Anthony King, equestriennes all? Maggie's got to learn to ride, side saddle as well as astride, you hear? I realize you're busy, so I'm going to teach Maggie myself, and you can like it or lump it. If it happens to interfere with her duties in the house, too bad. For a few hours each week, Fee is just going to have to manage minus Maggie, and that's that." One thing Patty couldn't do was argue with the priest. Maggie learned to ride forthwith. For years she had longed for the chance, had once timidly ventured to ask her father might she, but he had forgotten the next moment, and she never asked again,